We are learning Maseches Yevamos Daf Tzadiches Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom Daf Tzadiches Amud Aleph. I'm going back again on the Machlokes Rav Sheshes and Rav Acha. If a ger is allowed to marry his brother's wife, Toshima ger shayolidasa bekedusha vayrosa shloy bekedusha. A ger that was born a yid, so he has din of a yid, but was hayrosa shloy bekedusha, which means he has no relation to his father. So the halacha is, yesh lo shera aim, ve'in lo shera av. He has relatives from his mother's side, because he was born a yid, and actually his relatives from his mother's side that are born after his mother's megayer are all related to him at deraisa. Yesh lo shera aim, ve'in lo shera av. He has no relatives from his father's side, because his father was a guy, b'shas, when he was conceived. Ketzad, nosa choysei min aim. If he marries his sister from his mother's side, yotzi, he has to be yotzi. Now Rashi learns, it's not talking about a case where it's a choysei Minaim that's born after him, because that's a pasuk that derives the gachosay. Rashi learns we're talking about even a sister should know the v'yosay v'yadus kachavim. Even a sister was born to his mother while they were goyim is usher to him as yotzi, because we'll get mixed up. Because even though she's a katan shnei adam, because she came a ger afterwards, but it's exeru you can marry a choysei ma'aim that's born afterwards. So therefore, it's also even if she's born she's a goyim. So Rashi learns. Tosfos learns different. And so does Rashi and Sahaj learn a little different. But if he marries his sister from his father's side, then everyone knows ain't avlo evichavim. And even if you marry a bas of that's born to his father after Nisgayer, we don't care because Lamaisa, he's not really a son. It's impossible to come to the Raisa because Lamaisa, his father is not related to him because his father was a Rosh Shlei B'Kedusha. So you can keep her. Keep her as a wife. So even though that's your father's sister and your father again is not related to you, but because it has shaykhis to aim, it comes through his mother, and by God is through the mother, then you yotzi mina av. No, because would be type. You have to give again. Yikayim means to keep. You have to give again. Yeah, of course you give again. It is type institution because she's a yid now. She's a Jew. If I talk, she's a typhus. He's saying, Kedusha typhus. It's Yaitzi, yeah. Kedusha typhus is still Yaitzi. Because the Xera ought to a case where it's really your sister. Mina'av, you can't let her keep it. Achoysa aim mina'im. If it's your mother's sister from the mother, Yaitzi. Then Yaitzi again, because you're related to your mother. Related to your mother. Mina'av, Ramea aim Yaitzi. V'chomayim mikayim. Here's a chiddush already that achoys. Ha'aim mina'av, Ramei says yotzi, just like achoys ha'av mina'aim. But Rav Chaim say yikayim, because Rav Chaim hold there's a difference. Achoys ha'av mina'aim, since the achoys related to the av through the mother, that's a gzera. Masha'inkin achoys ha'aim mina'av, since it's coming through the father's side, Rabbanon hold that there's no gzera. The Shaira Meyo Aimer, Kol Arayis Shehu Mishum Sheira Aim Yaitzi Mishum Avikayim. Any Arayis that's through the mother, comes through a mother, is Yaitzi Mishum Avikayim. And then another few words here, Umutta Be'eshach, which will negate to us. It says over here that this Ger, who was born a Yid, but it was a Rosh Shloi Be'Kedusha, is Mutta Be'eshach. We'll see what that means soon. Mutta Be'eshach Mi'imai, Uve'eshach Yaviv, he's also Mutter in his aunt, his father's brother's wife, Visharka Arayas Mutaris, like all Arayas Mutar, Lasuye, Eshisav, his father's wife, again, his father's wife, even if his father marries that wife after he becomes a Yid, but his father's not related to him, so he's Mutar to her. Nasa Isha Obita, if Stam, a ger, while he's a guy, is married to a mother and a daughter, which is a no no after you are Yid, so Allah is, Nasa Isha Obita, while you're a guy. So technically speaking, you can stay married. Because when they become a Geiris, and they become a Geiris, it's really not related anymore. Because Geiris and Geiris can cut on Shnei Adamim, they do cut on. So technically you can stay together. But we don't want you to get mixed up with Yisrael. So therefore, after you become a Geiris, you gotta let one go. Kainis achas, umayitzi achas. One of them you keep. Kainis, that's what Tais means in Revelation, kainis. That says you have to do a kedushin on them because they were Goyim. Kainis achas, umayitzi achas. But lechatchil lo yichnos. Now, what exactly that means? We've seen the Gemara. L'chila should be kind of stem. Another halacha, Mesa Ishtoi. If this one he married, he picked one, Isha Abita, right? He picked one of them. So Mesa Ishtoi, let's say his wife dies, Mutta B'chamoisi, let him marry his mother-in-law. Because we're talking about Isha and her mom became Gieris. Since the Midaraisi, let her marry both, because they're not related, at least after Meisa Ishtoi Mutu Bechamoise. Some say it's Asa Bechamoise. And we'll see the Bi'er Machlekes soon. So we looked at a few halachas, see what we're going to discuss in the Gemara. But let's first discuss why we brought the Brice here. Why are we bringing this Brice here? Because it says in the middle, Mutter Be'esh Yisachiv. This Ger, who is not a Ger, he's born a Yid, but it's a Rasa Shloi Be'kedusha, is Mutter Be'esh Yisachiv. He's Mutter in the wife of his brother. So what's going on over here? My love, the Nos Ach Kishu Ger. Aren't we talking about that his brother, who became a Ger, and then married someone? So he is, in the same mother, so he is allowed to marry that brother's wife. What's going on over here? L'chayra, it's a kasha on Rav Sheshes and a kasha on Rav Acha through the first lashon. And for the Gemara, same terrors like before, Loi the nosva kashu avichavim. That brother was married to her while he was a goy, and he never continued the marriage after they were after he became a yid, and therefore he is mutter and his brother's wife. My lemeh, what's the chiddush? Go back to explain this price. Nosha Isha Obita. If someone was married while he was a goy to Isha Obita, right? And now they became a Giyaris. So the halacha really is that really they're not related to each other. The mother and the daughter are not related, so you keep them. But the Maisa, we tell them, no, Kainis Achas and Moitzi Achas. Take one and be Moitzi the other one. Then it says, L'chatchila yichnois. Freyti Gemara, hashtafuki mapik. You just told me that you have to get rid of one. L'chatchila mabayi, you say, it shouldn't be kindness to him. You said that you have to be a mighty one. L'chatchila mabayi. So Gemara, hasum koi. It's not going, l'chatchila yichnois is not going back on the case of Isha Bita. It's going on the rest of the case in the Braisa before that. V'achkama, hachtam abonin yikayim. We said different cases of yikayim. For example, we said, Achoisim min Aav, we said Yikayim. Or Achois Ha'im min Aav, we wanted them in Yikayim, right? All those halachas of Yikayim, those halachas, Yikayim, but Lechatchil lo yichnas. Those sisters, even though if you marry them, you keep them, but Lechatchil don't take them. That's what's going on. Zotumar Avaita, it's another case. Meisa Ishtoi Mutu Bechamaisa. If you have a mother and daughter become Gieris, you marry the daughter dies, let her marry your mother-in-law. That's the halacha. So, and the other man says, no, it's aser. Meisa Ishtoi Mutu Bechamaisa, Veikatani aser Bechamaisa.
Only by a Ger?
Only by a Ger, you now marry your mother-in-law. It's Chayim Sreifa, marry your mother-in-law. After a person's wife dies, it's Machlaikis, if it's Chayim Sreifa, or just also. We had it before. Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, if you want man the yama. So here it says that Meisa Ishtoi Muta Bechamayisai, but it could tell me also Bechamayisai to have both Gieris. So what's the Pshad Machlekes? Like you just said, Chodakar Rabbi Shmuel and Chodakar Rabbi Kiva. Man the also holds a Rabbi Shmuel Dom Bechamayisai Lacha Misa B'Yisur Kaima. Rabbi Shmuel says that Chamayisai, even after Misa, even after a person's wife dies, he's not allowed to marry the Shviger, and he gets Shreifa for that. So as the same chaymer, so therefore by ger we make zero to that. We got a ger goes with rabbanon. Uman the shari, man was mutter, kerabbi kiva. Doma chamoyz lacham bisei kolos leisurei. It's weaker the iser. It's not chayiv shreifa. It's not chayiv shreifa. Because it holds the chayiv karis, but not chayiv shreifa like upon him. You're not chayiv shreifa. Therefore it's kolos. It's weaker. But got a ger that goes with rabbanon. By ger you're not goyzer. And if you remember before, we had this a few blad ago, this man the Omar, Abaya, holds that that's not the Machlekes, Rav Yishmael, Rav Akiva. Both of them hold this Shreifa. Just the Machlekes is Mishmael's Darshim Ganayu. So Zok Taisis over here, they'll feed that. There's no man the Omar holds that Mutav Chamaisa, because no reason for Mutav Chamaisa. But like upon him, the way we have the Braisa, we're learning the Machlekes is it Chomer Isur and Chayev Shreifa, or not Chayev Shreifa? Zok the Mishnah Vaito. We make a new little aschal on the Mishnah with a little Gemara. Talk to the Mishnah. Chomesh Noshim Shinis Arvu Vladiseim. You have five Noshim who their babies all got mixed up. The five Noshim were not related to each other. And they each had one son that was a Vadai. And they each had two kids, two boys. Each of them had one son that they knew who the son was. And the other five boys got mixed up in the hospital. We have no idea who they are, who belongs to who. So the ones who were mixed up got older and married Nashim, and they punked all married without children. They all died without children. So their wives fall to Yibam. Now, which of the brothers does Yibam? Because every lady has a Vade son, and they don't know who to do Yibam to. But on the other hand, the ladies can't get married because someone has to give them to them. So what do you need chalitza? What do you do? So it says over here, what you do is like this. What? They have a brother. I said each one had a vaday son. I said each one had two boys.
That's not the one who died?
No, the one who died is taruvis died. The one who mixed died. It says, Higdilu ataruvis, venosu noshu, mamesu, they died. So arba chaltsim la'achas, four give chalitza to one. So let's say you have one wife, let's say a bracha, who's, we don't know, that's one wife. And that we do is, we give the five Adai's brothers, four of them give chalitza, and the fifth one does even to her. Because the fifth one could even manav shach. If it was his brother's wife, so he did ibum. If it was someone else's wife, she got chalitza, because the other four brothers gave chalitza. So a manav shach, he's mutter to her. So that's what you do. Abba chaltsim la'achasvem. La'achas, fa'achas, echad miyavim, one's miyavim, oisa. Then, we go to the next lady. Hu v'shloisha chaltsim, this guy got married, and three others give chalitza, la'achas, to that one, ve'echad miyavim, one is ibum. And they keep on doing that. Nimtzu, every isha gets arba chalitzas, v'yivim l'chalachas v'achas. All five will get remarried now, will get remarried, and they each have to get chalitza from the other four, and therefore, you are safe and good to go. Zokti Gemara, but v'dafka michlitz v'adibum. You have to first do chalitza, then do the yibum. But you can't do yibum before she gets chalitza from the other four brothers. Avi yivum yivreish aloi. Why? Because tachshash to gabag paga v'vam al-shuk. Maybe she's chayav yibum, she'll paga v'vam al-shuk. My hu v'shloisha. So afraid about a kash like this, you know, technically, one person could do yibum to all five ladies. One brother does yibum to all five ladies, and she just gets chalitza from everyone else. So then, everyone manav shach. If it's my even good, and the other one, they got chalitza from everyone. So why do you need all five? My hu v'shloisha chaltsim la'achas. It says, so the Marek says it like this: le'tema levuna yuchad lekulu, because one person shouldn't do even to everyone. Alakol chad v'cham yavim. Everyone does even. Why? Kol chad v'cham yavim chada. Dilma mesrami yedev, because maybe you'll hit the jackpot and hit your. You're gonna hit your wife. Maybe you can hit your wife, your Yibum, your Yavam, maybe that was your brother, and therefore it's worth it to do it that way. And that's what you do, that's why Mishnah says that way, because maybe in Yavim, your Yavam. Now here it says Tana Rabbanon in the Gerus of the Bach, and we'll start tomorrow next year from Tana Rabbanon.